reckoned to us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was handed over to death for our trespasses, who was raised for our justification. Amen.
Amen.
So our lessons today have to do with faith. And we heard a story about Abram, who becomes Abraham. He gets his name changed as does Sarai. And the reason for that is because they are really new beings. They are really new creatures. Because they have put their faith in God. Because they've been transformed through that faith. And the Apostle Paul says of Abraham that he is the father of faith. And that we are all his children, not just those who claim a birthright of a certain lineage. We are all his children if we exercise that faith and if we live into that faith. And God says to Abraham when he encounters him, walk before me in righteousness. Walk before me, he says. And it's interesting that he says that to Abraham. He tells Abraham to walk before him. But later, Jesus says, follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. They're very different expressions. And we can see that our life and our circumstance is, for that reason, easier than Abraham. Because Abraham was called to walk before God. And we are called to follow Jesus with Christ. To follow in his way. And in both instances, the law is not there. And for good reason, as Paul tells us, the law is not there. Because if you put your trust and your faith in the law, then you're really putting your trust in yourself and not in God. And that is the root of all sin. Putting our faith in ourselves and not in God. Refusing and failing to live into that reality which is God. And that relationship which is God. We so often forget that we belong to God. I don't know about you, but much of the time, I think God belongs to me. And much of the time, I think that I'm in charge. And so when things don't go as I think they ought to, because I have a righteousness that I have already reckoned to myself, when things don't go as they ought to, I lash out. Do any of you have that disease? It is disease. I mean, it is dis-ease when things don't go the way we want. But what we're called to is not an easy life. Christianity is one of the only religions in the world, maybe the only religion in the world, that will tell you that follow me and you're going to have a rough time. Right? I don't know whether you noticed that today, but Jesus tells his followers, he tells his disciples and those who were there, you know, if you follow me, it's going to be following me to the cross. It's going to be following me to crucifixion. It's going to be following me to a life of hardship and suffering. How many of you are up for that? Right? Is that what you bargain for? Is that what you come out here on a rainy Sunday for? That's the good news? That if I follow you, I can depend on suffering and hardship. I can depend on taking up my cross. Is that why I'm following you? Is that why you're following Jesus? That's hard, isn't it? That's a hard one. You see, when Abraham was made promises by God, the promises were, you're going to be a great nation. Now that one, I can buy into that one, right? Are you with me with that? I mean, come on. I'd like to be a great nation. Who wouldn't? Would you like to be a great nation? But that's not the promise that we're given. My promise is, take up your cross and follow me. That's what Jesus says to those that are listening to him. Jesus knows that our life will be filled with hardship. And it doesn't matter who you are, your life is in your encounter hardship. You're going to encounter suffering. You're going to lose people that you love. You're going to become ill sometimes. You're going to suffer all kinds of losses and setbacks that you didn't expect to encounter. And then, as if that weren't enough, you're going to die. That's the truth. We don't like to confront that truth. But Jesus always tells the truth. Jesus is the truth. And he says, this is what's going to happen. And what's his advice? Take up your cross and follow me. And it's interesting advice, isn't it? No promises of great riches or well-being in this life. Put your faith in the one who gave you life to begin with. That's his counsel. Take up your cross and put your faith in God. When we talk about faith, we're talking about trusting. We're talking about turning it over to God. That's the hardest thing that we're called to do. That's what Jesus called us to do. And he doesn't call us to do so by taking up garlands or taking up anything that would be really pleasant. He calls us to take up a cross. Now, of course, the promise there is that if we give up our life, then we will gain it. If we give up our life, it'll truly be ours, so to speak. And it'll be abundant life. That's the promise. That's the thing that we have to put our faith in. But there's a lot of truth to that. We can think about certain events that have transpired recently in history. So, for instance, the Civil Rights Movement. When Martin Luther King and the others engaged in peaceful demonstrations and civil disobedience. They did so because they put their faith in God and they took up their cross and they knew that they were going to suffer as a consequence of that. But they prevailed. Or before that, when the British Empire encountered Mahatma Gandhi, Gandhi had faith. And Gandhi's faith prevailed. There's a great scene in the movie Gandhi that I'm sure most of you have seen where Gandhi tells his followers to go to the sea and make salt. Remember that scene? And they go. And the British have said, you can't make salt, you gotta buy your salt from us because we want the tax. But Gandhi says, no, we're gonna make our own salt. And they go, and the British are there. And every person that steps forward is hit with a club. Remember that? And they're standing in line. The next person walks up. After he just saw the person in front of him get hit with a club, he walks up. And what happens to that one? He's hit with a club. That's taking up your cross and following Christ. I'm sure that they weren't Christians, but they took up their cross and were willing to suffer for a truth that is great. And you know what? They were free. And you know the guys with the clubs? They were not. You know who really owned their life on those days? The guys who got hit with the sticks and not cold. And you know who didn't have life and was trying to grasp at it and hold it? The guys with the stick. Because this is the truth about faith. You have faith. And you trust in God. There is nothing that can scare you. If you have faith and you trust in God, you can defeat the British Empire. If you have faith and you trust in God, you don't fear anything. And more than that, no one can hurt you. No one can hurt you. Because you're willing to give up everything. And if you're willing to give up everything, including your life, who can hurt you? And that's what Jesus knew when he told his followers to take up their cross and follow him. He knew the way to eternal life. And he also knew the way to perfect freedom. Because if you trust God to the point of death, even death on a cross, nobody can hurt you. What can anybody do to you? Nothing. And that's the truth of Christianity, and that's the strength of who we can be. And it's not just for Abraham, and it wasn't just for Jesus. It's a gift that Jesus brought to us. That's the good news Jesus brings to us, is that it doesn't just happen to him, it can happen to you, it can happen to all of us. We have to have that faith. We have to be willing to live into that and trust in God. So, let me ask you, how many of you are willing and ready to take up your cross and follow Jesus? Maybe. It's easy for me to say, yeah, I am. And I'm up here proselytizing you. But the reality is, I know that's really hard. And any of us who have been confronted with death, either our own or that of others, we know how hard that is. We have this thing that we call life, that we think is our most precious commodity, and so it is. But we're going to give that over to somebody we don't know. But here's the thing. That's the one for whom you received it. And you don't have any control over that. So what you can do is to trust that the one who is good, who brought you and loved you into this life, will take care of you. And that even should you die, that one who brought you into this life and has sustained you so far will never let go of you or forget you. And if you have that faith, then you can go forward. And you can defeat the British Empire. And you can, more than that, defeat the small ego self that says, don't do that. So this second Sunday of Lent, I'm asking all of you and I'm asking myself to make a commitment to God, to trust in God, to surrender your life to God. Turn it over. Because it's not yours anymore. Amen.